getting warmer, and the deals keep getting hotter. Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Hoops have teamed up for a March offer that's twice as nice as the rest of the country. Now through March 31st, shop online through Cyclone Fanatic and receive a custom Cyclone fan package valued at more than $500. Qualifying hoop purchases will receive an officially licensed Iowa State pole pad, ISU net, backboard decal, and free delivery. Act fast, though. This offer is only available at CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa Goal Setter Basketball System, the best in basketball.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that Dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas, and there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go!
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't want to be tired to play the game. Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here tonight on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. I know, we're on Monday. It's weird for you. Just pinch yourself. This is real. You do get to hang out with the Cyclone Fanatic guys on an unexpected evening. My name is Chris Williams. Brent Bloom is out of commission today. He is a NCAA tournament fiend. Bloom had an issue last night. He got a little bit too excited when the brackets were announced. He is locked up in his house for the rest of the evening. With me, though, are my good friends and partners on the ever-so-popular Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast. Have you guys ever heard of this? Yeah, I know you have because you all listen to it, and you listen to us here at 1460 KXNO as well. The Fawcast is our Friday After Work podcast in which we encourage you to tip back, have a beer, maybe a little Jack Daniels is your thing. But we generally are – it's a little bit of a looser conversation. We don't go too many X's and O's, but we probably will today because it is Selection Monday. So I want to welcome my friend – Adam Gray from CycloneFanatic.com. Adam, how are you?
Good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
What a fun weekend
this
that was.
Greatest time of the year. And Mark Charter Real Estate. He is the presenting sponsor of the Fawcast each and every week at CycloneFanatic.com. Now, Mark, I'm going to be in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville's in Kentucky, yeah.
Yes, it is.
On Friday. So we're doing the Fawcast/Cyclone Fanatic radio show, Goal Setter Basketball Systems. We're running it all together here tonight. Welcome to the big show.
Welcome to live radio.
You like it?
Well, not live, but radio.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good. You're not a stranger to KXNO.
I've been on the radio a few times, but this is cool. We get some extra exposure for our Fawcast and
yes.
Your shows and everything else.
Absolutely.
So. And we survived the weekend as well. Survived. Gray survived.
Barely. It was touch and go.
I had two children with me in tow in Kansas City, so I didn't party nearly as much, but it was a great weekend.
Gray was just – so we got together to do a Fawcast on which
– Friday morning.
Friday morning. And, you know, I thought that Gray was going to get up and just go vomit in the middle of it.
You know what? I like Charter, what he does. He brings his kids there because the kids can keep him honest. I'm going to have to do that next year.
That'd be a good – as long as Iowa State's as good as they are, I think that that'd be a shrewd move on your behalf.
It would be because otherwise I start feeling like I'm 21 again.
Yeah.
And I'm not. My body the next day tells me
I'm not 21. You can't recover that way.
No. See, next year, though, next year I want to do it a little bit more like Gray does because, yes, I had two kids. One of them's a nine-month-old, so I got a little parental responsibility happening. But here's the way that I go to games. I go to games, so I get there to the Sprint Center about 5 minutes before the game's going to start. I walk in. I go to my seats. Game starts. As soon as game ends, and you have the temptation of the power and light right across the street, exit the building, I walk down a block or two, I hail a cab, and I get the heck out of there. And that's been the way it's happened every time. Meanwhile, everyone else is going to celebrate. So next year, I think I need to tag with Gray a little bit more. And this year, what he did is I get a random text at 9:45 on Saturday night after they won the championship.
I believe I got this text, too.
A random text out of nowhere with basically he's taking a picture with your parents, and he's sitting down to dinner saying, "Where are you?" And I'm like, well, first of all, you would have had to invite me to this dinner. This is the first I'm hearing about it. But thanks for rubbing it in. You're having fun at Power and Light without me.
I get a call from my dad. And I'm driving home. So, you know, I worked. It was a 5 o'clock game. For multiple reasons, I went home. I saved the company a little bit of money on a hotel. And more importantly, I'm gone like the whole month of March. And I wanted to see my daughter. So I'm driving home. I'm probably a half hour north of Kansas City. I'm getting calls and texts from Gray and my parents who were just getting bombed at the Power and Light District.
We were responsible. Although, your dad did have a very stiff, high alcohol content beer with me.
What did he have?
I don't even know the name of it. It was 10%, and your dad drank it like a champ.
Did he?
He is more manly than you.
No, this has never been a debate. Listen, I'll sit here and debate all kinds of things, but my manlyhood, like, I know I'm a wimp.
Yeah.
All right. I totally understand that. Fun night.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. The Cyclone fans turned out phenomenal.
Yeah.
Could not have been any better of a turnout.
Did we outnumber Kansas, by the way, fan-wise? I got asked that question the other day, and I was looking around the arena, thought we did.
I think Kansas had a few more in the lower level, but those balconies were probably like 70-30 at least.
And you could really tell when Iowa State won and they were cutting down the nets and the Kansas fans came out.
Yes.
That's when you could tell that Iowa State had more fans there because that arena was still pretty full.
Yeah,
it was Ross and I on the Sports Fanatics talked a lot last week just because Ross has never been down to a Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, and neither is Andrew Downs, who produces the show with us. And I those guys are openly Iowa fans, which is fine.
We can't all be perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. But they've never been down there for obvious reasons. And I'm trying to, like, get these guys to go down with me some year, and I'm trying to explain it. And I was sitting around looking around at that neutral court atmosphere on Saturday night. You can't explain this unless you're there. It is – and I'm glad that it was – all of our talk from last week was validated by national media members just gushing about the Big 12 tournament, how incredible of an atmosphere it is. If the Big 12 – were to move that tournament, would be one of the dumbest moves in history. And listen, I get it. We're all a little bit biased. It's great for us because we can jump on I-35 and head down to Kansas City and watch Iowa State play. Totally get that. But, you know, as a conference, you're about two things. You're about making money, which Kansas City absolutely – you're not going to sell more tickets to a Big 12 tournament than if it's in Kansas City.
Kansas City prints money when we're down there.
Yes.
Especially when we're winning games.
I read like $9 million to the local economy.
It's got to be crazy.
Gets pumped in during that week alone.
I bought a couple $9 beers at the Sprint Center.
Only a couple?
They're bringing it in, man. They're bringing it in.
And second, from a branding standpoint, like if you're an ACC fan watching in North Carolina and you flip on that Big 12 championship game, you're jealous of that atmosphere. And the ACC's got a great conference basketball tournament. I just, you know, I totally understand you're trying to appease everybody, but if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? And there's nothing broken about that tournament down there in Kansas City. They do an amazing job. The fans love it. And even the people, I talked with some Oklahoma and Texas people who were staying in our hotel, they look forward every year to coming up here for this.
Because even if they say that they move it to Dallas, is Baylor, Texas Tech fans, are they going to show up like Iowa State and Kansas fans do?
There's no way. And you talk about, at the end of the day, it will be a decision made on money. But I don't understand why they would say, okay, we're selling it out with no problem. We're getting great fan support. We're closest to what I believe are the two most rabid fan bases in the Big 12, which are Kansas and Iowa State. We're closest to those schools.
Yep.
Regardless of what else is happening, those fans are going to come down. Down in the Texas states and even schools like Oklahoma State, which is a good basketball school, they don't even sell out their own home games.
No.
So you're going to tell me their fans are going to come out to the Big 12 tournament and support other teams as they're playing? There's
NBA
no chance
NBA country
that.
Down there, yeah.
There's no chance.
No. I think, too, I mean, the last couple of years, just with the response, it's going to go a long way. And I'll make the point, too, and a listener out there could challenge us and say, well, what if Iowa State or Kansas isn't in the final? Great point. But Kansas City is enough of a college basketball town. There are very few college basketball towns in the United States of America. Two of them pop off my mind right now, Indianapolis, I would say, and I would throw Kansas City right in there. There are other ones, but I'm talking about actual metropolitan area. I mean, we were out at the Sweet 16 last year. Nobody in New York knew we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew. Dallas at the Big 12 tournaments that I've covered in the past. Nobody knows that you're there. Oklahoma City, I think, used to be the Thunder appear, and now it's simply not the case anymore. So Kansas City has a lot of great arguments. My gut tells me that the Big 12 will move it for a year or two. Nothing permanent. It's going to be one of those bounce back things, but I think they're going to hear quite a bit of outcry, and I guarantee they won't have the fan response anywhere else.
I don't recall this, but did they not take it down to Dallas for a year?
No, they did. I've covered it down there, yeah.
And what were your thoughts? I wasn't there.
It was horrible. Well,
attendance-wise, et cetera, what was
everything
it like?
Sucked. Okay. I mean, it was like I'll put it this way. If an Iowa State fan were to say, I can go to the NCAA tournament or the Big 12 tournament, I'd tell them go to Kansas City, the Big 12 tournament. 10 times out of 10.
Atmosphere-wise.
Yeah, it's just
better.
So much more fun. But if you're telling me it's in Dallas, it's a lot like the same because you get a lot of like corporate people in there.
Yeah.
They don't really have a rooting interest. Like you guys noted, the fan bases down there just don't really travel and do a whole lot for the sport of basketball. Now, if it was football, I mean, you could have it in Texas every year and you'd never hear a complaint out of me. It makes a lot of sense to have it in Texas. Granted, the Big 12 doesn't have a championship game. But I mean, down there in Dallas, what's going on right now? You got the Mavs, you've got the Stars, and you've got Dallas Cowboy draft prep.
Yeah.
You know, Baylor playing basketball simply is irrelevant to them down there.
And in Kansas City, the way it is now, you've got, according to Big 12 math, you've got a 30% chance of a relevant team making the finals, K-State, Kansas, Iowa State. And if that happens, you've got a good chance of a huge crowd for the championship game. If one of those three teams makes it in Dallas, who knows? Depends on who they're playing. You're surely not going to get as many Iowa State fans just because of the distance of the drive.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. We're doing our NCAA tournament preview show tonight here on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. Of course, we are brought to you by our good friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems, throwing hot deals the way of the Cyclone Nation. Been doing this for, well, Adam, about a month now, I believe, the Goal Setter deal. So then they reset it. Got a sweet one going on right now. So if you go to CycloneFanatic.com, up on the right upper right corner of the page, you're going to see a Goal Setter Basketball System ad. If you click on that, you're going to get details on a ridiculous value that you can get throughout the month of March. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Through March 31st. You go in and use the promo code FANATIC. Capital FANATIC. Here's what you get. You're getting an ISU backboard decal. That's a $50 value. An ISU Crazy Nets net. What is a Crazy Nets net, Adam?
You know what?
You have one of these, right?
I had one growing up.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm looking at purchasing one of these because of how phenomenal the deal is.
I see it. I see a picture. It's a gold net with an Iowa State logo in it. That's BA, man.
With your jumper, you'd be hitting the bottom of that net all day.
I'd be wearing that net out, man. Yeah, the net would be just dissolved within like a week of me shooting hoops. You get a black ISU pole pad. Now that's sick. That not only adds to your hoop, but the whole decorative outside of your house. You're showing your Cyclone pride with that black ISU pole pad. Free delivery.
That is the big one right there. Free shipping.
So if you're, and I know we have a ton of listeners who are outside the state of Iowa. This is how they keep in touch with Iowa State.
Yep.
That is CycloneFanatic.com. You're in on this as well. So if you could live in Delaware, for all we care, you can get this free delivery for it's $179 value. That's over $500 in freebies. Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the proud sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic radio program here on 1460 KXNO. All right, gentlemen, Selection Sunday was yesterday. A little bit of drama, I guess, going into it because Iowa State won the Big 12 tournament. Just a little bit of drama. I didn't think they would get to the two line. Jerry Palm from CBS was really the only person I saw out there that thought Iowa State would be on the two line. But I do think, too, though, what's interesting to me is if you did the whole, like, blind resume deal with Team A and Team B, Iowa State and Kansas, really the only thing Kansas has on Iowa State, and it's a major part of the equation, so you have to tip your hat to them, is that strength of schedule in the non-conference. But if you look at wins over RBI top 50s, Iowa State has them. Head-to-head wins, Iowa State has them. Damn it, Mark, if you don't lose the Texas Tech game, Iowa State is the 2 seed in Omaha. But that also means you're playing Kentucky, so Iowa State may have dodged a bullet here.
I was happy the way it worked out.
You like the draw?
Way better than facing Kentucky. I mean, who wouldn't? And I think, you know, it bothers me because I've seen KU play Iowa State twice now at Hilton and down in Kansas City. And we are better than them.
Yeah, Iowa State's a better team. I don't think there's any
debate. I just think we're better. I think KU...
They know that.
I think KU could easily lose in the second round. I wouldn't be surprised at all. If they do make the Sweet 16, I think they lose there. They're definitely not Final Four quality, etc. But the seeds are weird. You've got Oklahoma that's also a 3. You got Baylor that's also a 3. I think we're better than those two teams, and they're equal to us in the eyes of the bracket. Then you got teams like UCLA that made it. Everyone's screaming about how the heck did they make it. Are they a 6?
They're an 11.
11, 11. Yeah. They're the 11-6 game. Who knows?
I kind of
feel
like,
but I like our draw.
I kind of feel like Iowa State might meet UCLA. Full disclosure here, it's Monday. I haven't done the gauntlet of research on UCLA and SMU that I'm going to do. But this to me feels like a lot of times, Adam, when these teams get – there's all this outcry over how a team made it into the tournament, I kind of feel it's just a gut feeling. Like more often than not, that team ends up winning.
Oh, yeah.
It's first-round game. And there's no doubt that UCLA is talented. And I listen, and this will piss a lot of people off, but Steve Alford's not a terrible basketball coach either. So
he's a terrible NCAA tournament basketball coach.
This may be true.
This is true.
I do like this, though. This is an intriguing draw for Iowa State because you either have Larry Brown, who coached Fred Hoiberg's first NBA team, or you have Steve Alford versus Iowa State, you know, assuming the Cyclones get past UAB.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the draw goes, you could go one of two ways. You'd love for Iowa State to play in Omaha, but if they're in the Kansas spot, they're playing Kentucky. But all I said is I don't want Iowa State to have to face Kentucky, Wisconsin, or Arizona. I thought those are the three teams that Iowa State...
So you like Duke in that region.
I love Duke. Yep. I think Gonzaga is a lot better than people. People see Gonzaga, they see that they play in a poor conference, and they say, oh, Iowa State can get them. That's a very good team with a lot of size they can shoot. It's better, though, than Arizona. Yeah. I think Gonzaga will be a tougher game for Iowa State than Duke will be, because Duke, I think, would struggle to defend Iowa State.
I had the Zags in my preseason Final Four.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had Duke, the Zags, Kentucky, and I believe Arizona were the were the teams that I really like Gonzaga. I think it's
– they're a very good team.
I've watched – I appreciate that basketball. I mean, they play an Iowa State brand of basketball. I appreciate fun basketball where you're scoring the ball, where you're getting up and down the floor. So I'll tell you what, if by chance it's Iowa State and the Zags in the Sweet 16, what a blessing for basketball fans. It's like watching Iowa State, Oklahoma. I mean, you know every time that Kruger and Hoiberg go out there and lace them up, that it's going to be just an absolute pleasure to watch. So I hope we get that matchup, and of course I hope Iowa State wins it.
But if we don't get that matchup, what people aren't talking about a lot, and they probably should be, is if that matchup doesn't happen, the one that would likely happen is the biggest matchup in the history of our state.
Oh, God.
Which is Iowa State, Iowa in the Sweet 16. It's possible, people.
This is a good – let's take a break right now. And when we come back, I want to discuss that.
Okay.
I want to get the Cyclone fan perspective. You guys are Cyclone fans. It's what you are. To see, would you like that? Would you not like it? Because I think you could go – I think you can make multiple arguments. Ross and I have already talked about it already today on the program, but it's definitely intriguing. I want to see what you guys think about that. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. And tonight, a very special NCAA tournament show presented by Mark Charter Real Estate. He's selling houses left and right to you fanatics. Thank you for that. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
The weather keeps getting warmer and the deals keep getting hotter. Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Hoops have teamed up for a March offer that's twice as nice as the rest of the country. Now through March 31st, shop online through Cyclone Fanatic and receive a custom Cyclone fan package valued at more than $500. Qualifying hoop purchases will receive an officially licensed Iowa State pole pad, ISU net, backboard decal, and free delivery. Act fast, though. This offer is only available at CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa, Goal Setter Basketball System, the best in basketball.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let...
Okay.
Ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO, presented as always by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. And tonight, Mark Charter Real Estate, the Fawcast Band, is together here on the 1460 KXNO airways. We are previewing Iowa State's NCAA tournament draw. We talked a lot about Kansas City in the first segment. We'll get to the brackets, and we'll jump on what we believe Iowa State's draw looks like in the tournament at this point. And Mark Charter brought up, I thought, not an interesting point. It's the point to talk about here in the state of Iowa. We're on a Des Moines radio station, so let's dig right into it. If Iowa State and Iowa meet in the Sweet 16, personally, like I don't want to see it, and it's only because I don't want to have to deal with that on Twitter. On this, having said that, that's the Cyclone Fanatic guy, the KXNO guy. I love it. Like, oh my God, I'd love it. It's like a dream if Iowa State and Iowa were to play in the Sweet 16.
Would you have anything to talk about the week leading up to that
game?
Oh
my gosh.
Would you be taking any calls on KXNO? Would the phones be ringing at all?
Think about the opportunity for Fran McCaffrey in that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's constantly in it. It's how it is in this state. You're compared to the other guy. If it's Rhodes and Ferentz. It's the state that we live in.
I mean,
what an opportunity for Fran McCaffrey to knock out, you know, Hoiberg's program. It's the program in the state right now. Be a great opportunity for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, but we're also talking about going to the Elite Eight. So, I mean, as good of an opportunity as for Fran, it's also there for Fran.
No, absolutely. But I think in the whole scheme of things, when you're just zeroing in on our state,
yeah,
and nothing else, like that is it's a big deal. You lose to them earlier in the year, and now you get this opportunity. Having said that, Mark nailed it, the biggest game in the history of the state of Iowa, football or basketball, am I wrong? As far as the two teams playing each other, there's been other big games, but nothing would trump this.
No, there'd be no question that it would be, and I hope it happens. Obviously,
you do want it to happen.
Well, no, I do for selfish reasons. Obviously, it'd be a fantastic matchup for us.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I would envision that game. We're gonna yank their pants down. We're gonna push them in the mud. I mean, that's what's gonna happen in that game. So I'm unbiased. I'm the voice of the Cyclone fan.
Yeah, that's good.
Look what we did to them at Carver. I mean,
that was without Bryce and Jamil McKay.
Yeah. So
but they're a
much better team. Yeah. But they're also a team that lost in the first round of Penn State. So that's the part of me that doesn't think that they're gonna get past Gonzaga. But upsets happen every year, and that might be one of them.
Yeah, I don't believe they get past Gonzaga either, but, you know, they are a 7 seed. A 7 seed getting to this round of 16 is not crazy.
Championship game last year was a 7 versus an 8.
Yeah, yes. And the Zags are weird, as you're pointing out, in between.
They like to lose early.
Well, it's weird. And this is where Northern Iowa fascinates me, too, because everybody was so outraged that Northern Iowa dropped to the 5 line yesterday, and I'm thinking, you know, you didn't even win the regular season in the Valley. Like, I think you're pretty – that's about right, I think, for Northern Iowa. I wouldn't have killed them at a 4. I think that's fair, too.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can be pissed off that Northern Iowa dropped to the 5 line. These mid-major schools, and that's what you are, I apologize, Northern Iowa fan who's all fired up right now. It's weird when they are seated higher.
Yeah.
And the Zags still, listen, they may play in a mid-major league. They're a high-major basketball program. They've proven it for a long time. But it is intriguing to me watching these teams when you're a 2 and you play in the West Coast Conference, just how you react, because what made Gonzaga was when they were a 12.
And they had a chip on their
shoulder. Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what's fascinating about this team.
I saw a stat yesterday that Gonzaga's been a 1 or 2 seed twice before, and mm-hmm. they've lost in the second round both times.
Ooh. That's just it. They go out early. And I think the fans of the Valley, or the fans that think you and I got slighted by a 5, they're bringing a little bit of perspective in, where Wichita State was a last season was a 1,
yeah.
but they were undefeated. Yeah. As a 1, and so they kind of had to be a 1, although most people didn't think they were really a 1.
Didn't they, too, that Wichita team, like, they played down in, like, Atlantis, right, or something. Didn't they play Iowa in the non-conference last year? I don't know if it was Iowa or not, but they had some high-major wins in that non-conference. And then, they got dealt Kentucky in the second round. They did not get an easy draw.
No, they didn't. And Wichita State was in the Final Four the year before, correct?
Yeah,
so they were Final
they did,
Four the
Adam.
Year before.
Good point.
And they go undefeated.
Yeah.
It made
They've
sense for them to be a
track record.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's – listen, the draw for Iowa State, the Larry – so you get Jared Haas, the old Kansas player. Did you hate Jared Haas when he played at Kansas?
Boo.
Yeah. I hated Jared Haas. Yeah.
Name any Kansas player equals hated him.
Did you hate Jared Haas, Mark?
Yes, but you know who I did like? One Kansas player I liked, and it's because he wore a rubber band on his wrist back when I was growing up, a little bit impressionable. Jock Vaughn. I was always a fan of Jock Vaughn.
He's a hell of a coach nowadays, too.
See, I was always a fan of the Iowa boys. I know they left Heinrich and
Rafe.
Rafe, Collison. So much, but more, I love Collison.
I had a personal connection to Rafe. A friend of mine knew his family. So we always got to go to, like, one Kansas game a year, and we would, like, get to hang out with Rafe afterwards, and, you know, they'd sign all these. So I cheered for him. I actually, and this will really irritate a lot of Iowa State fans listening, but I actually cheered for those Kansas teams. But once Rafe was gone, it went back to normal. But Jock Vaughn was always a really – I have a hat that's autographed by that whole Kansas team.
Nice.
I don't know about you guys, but now that we're in the NCAA tournament, go Kansas. Go Oklahoma. Go Baylor. I'm a Big 12 guy.
Oh, yeah, me
too. Once the NCAA tournament starts, I will cheer for those teams.
I think that's the case for most. I think most Iowa fans would say they root for Purdue. You know, I think most conferences are like that. But the Big 12 is interesting, though, to me. I never felt those warm fuzzies 10 years ago. I feel like it now that there are 10 teams and they're sharing revenue and doing – I do feel like it's more of a conference. I especially feel it when I'm covering these events compared to 10 years ago. It really was – the North was the stepchild.
Yeah.
And it's not really that way anymore.
You've got to be in such an awkward position because you talk about covering these things. It's like I admire you – or no, admire is the wrong word. I'm jealous of your seats, like at the Sprint Center.
Because
you're right off the floor, you're a couple rows deep. But at the same time, you can't cheer.
Yeah, no.
And so it's a weird
not a big deal to
dynamic.
Me, I mean, like we've talked about on our podcast before, it's a job, you know what I mean? Like I want Iowa State – I'll always slant Iowa State. I think anybody listening – I'm very open about that, just like Ross does with Iowa. I'm not – I'm the Cyclone Fanatic publisher.
Yeah.
So for me to sit here and say that I don't want Iowa State to do well when I publish a site called Cyclone Fanatic would just be a blatant lie. Of course I want Iowa State to do well. But I also think that I can take off the homer hat and objectively tell you guys what I'm seeing. And that's what I try and do. So, no, it's really – because, Mark, when I'm sitting down there and I'm watching that game on Saturday night, I'm thinking, how's the best – what in what way is the best route for our staff – to tell this story to the 20,000 Iowa State fans that are going to read it.
Yep.
And that, to me, that's my passion. My passion isn't Iowa State doing well. My passion is how can we best do our job to serve our readers and listeners. That's kind of what I get my jollies off on.
That was a nice prepared response.
No,
he just put the piece of paper back in his
pocket. That wasn't prepared at all. I didn't know we were going that route.
Monte Morris hits that shot. You don't even give it like a little fist pump.
You know what? Like, I think I tweeted this during this is what I'm thinking. During that shot, during the Oklahoma game, and Kansas, I'm just like, this freaking team. Like, seriously. Like, you guys kidding me?
Yeah.
And listen, I thought they were going to lose to Texas.
Oh, I think everybody in that.
Well, no. And then everyone thought they were going to lose to Oklahoma.
Pre-game.
And then everyone thought they were going to lose to Kansas.
No, I mean, I was on KXNO. I picked Texas before the game.
Yeah.
Picked Oklahoma for the game. The Kansas game, I felt like Iowa State would win. I mean, I said that on – I think a lot of people would agree with me.
Don't bet on Chris's picks, in other words. Cause...
Well, no, before the Oklahoma game, Ross and I talked about it, and Travis Hines from the Ames Tribune was with us. I said, if they get back Oklahoma, this is the toughest game left.
Yeah, and I think it was.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, Iowa State just – and this is why we're – clearly the dialogue from Kansas City is why you keep getting down the way that you do. And that's very fair. You got to ask that question. If you go back and watch the first halves, there's a lot of bunnies missed. You know what I mean? George Niang's hitting shots in the second half that they're rolling out in the first half. I don't think they were – I didn't think that Texas game, specifically Oklahoma, I have not watched back yet. But Texas, I didn't think they were getting, like, terrible shots. I don't think they were settling. I think they weren't making stuff.
No, I think there's a bad habit that formed in Kansas City, and we won. So hopefully they don't say – we don't need to do what we typically
don't do that crap to UAB because it's – weird. The underdog, you give them confidence.
At some point, you're going to run out of an opportunity to come back.
Yeah.
Iowa State has always been very good at moving the ball under Fred Hoiberg. Usually top 10 in assists. I think we average about 16 assists a game.
It's usually, honestly, top 5 in assists.
Yeah.
When they're good, which has been the last 4 years, they're top 5 assist team.
And when their offense is great, they're averaging between 18 to 20 assists a game.
Yeah.
Down in Kansas City, 10, 10, and 9 in 3 games.
Mm-hmm.
For Iowa State to go to the Final Four, for them to be this team that we think they can be, they got to get back to moving that ball and really zipping it around.
Well, you can tell, too, when we get down, we come down, we chuck a three, we miss, and we're one and done.
We're settling.
One and done. And I looked up at the board the other day. It was one of the games, and this happened at least twice down there, where I looked at our three-point shooting. I think we were 0 for 10 at one point in one of those. It might have been the KU game or maybe the Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
But 0 for 10. I mean, we're going to get down if we're not hitting any threes.
Yeah.
So in the tournament, we got to get off to a better start than that.
What's fascinating, though, and you're right, because when you're 0 for 10, that means it's 10 wasted possessions where you didn't score a point. What's crazy to me about these comebacks that Iowa State has come on is it's not like they're hitting 15 three-pointers.
No.
They're doing it the whole Iowa State wins and dies by the three thing is so crap these days. It's simply not the case. It's getting stops defensively, defensive rebounds, and scoring in transition. That's how Iowa State is doing it, and it starts really with Jameel McKay. Yeah, I mean, those easy buckets he got against Kansas is what fueled all that momentum, and the threes help.
And we're getting a lot of layups, a lot of dunks on those comebacks.
Yep.
And it
fuels the crowd.
It gets the crowd going, and then when we've had the open threes in the second half, we have been hitting most of them. I mean, the shooting percentage – and talk about Monte. I mean, you were saying the other day he's 20 for 24 in March, and that was back a few games ago
over
the last
Texas
few
game.
Seasons.
Yeah.
That guy's going nuts. I mean, he's a big-time player, which is
when
we need him.
And that stat, but then, I mean, he has not turned the ball over, I want to say, since the first half of the Oklahoma game on Big Monday, mm-hmm. where they made the 21-point comeback.
Well, that's what's crazy about it is when the Sprint Center is going crazy – it seems frenetic pace. Monte Morris is calm.
Yeah.
It's amazing how no matter how crazy
like
that
Hoiberg.
Game is. Yeah. He never loses control. And it almost, if he goes and he makes a pass, he knows it's bad. He knows it right away. He'll run it. If the ball gets tipped, he grabs it. He just knows the value of possessing that ball.
Yep.
And he's a tremendous leader for this team.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO. You're listening to us presented by our good friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Special Monday edition for the NCAA tournament. Quickly, I want to give a shout-out to my good friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Listen, I get it, guys. I was up last night. I actually watched that Christian Laettner documentary with my daughter from 2:30 until 5. She didn't want to go to bed. So a lot of you in this world are thinking, all right, I got two kids. That's good. It's good. It's vasectomy time. I get it now. Like I totally get it. I love my daughter. I'd die for her. I'm probably not in the market yet. I don't think the wife would sign off on the vasectomy
mine
at the
hasn't.
Age of 30.
Yeah.
Mark, have you been?
I am two and not done.
Have you been vasectomied?
Nope. Nope.
Well, when
I
you do.
I have not been given the green light.
When you decide to do this, I got a guy for you.
All right.
The Iowa Clinic Men's Center.
All right.
IAMenCenter.com. I'll take you right in there. I'll introduce you to the good folks who do it there myself.
You'll hold my hand during the appointment.
I will, yeah. I'll put a cold cloth of cold water over your head, over your brow, while nice. You're being vasectomied.
Nice.
IAMenCenter.com. I don't know if you could still get in for March Madness, but I always encourage them to do the vasectomy. Heck, do it on Thursday morning. Schedule it like 8 a.m.
Have a little downtime. Watch the games.
Yeah. Sit there. Ice your boys. Watch a game. IAMenCenter.com. Iowa State and UAB. The tip time is 11:40 on Thursday in Louisville, Kentucky. Let's all be honest. We're not BYU. BYU. I don't even know their name.
UAB.
The first thing I think of when I think of UAB is they're canceling their football program.
Yeah.
I think that's the first thing that most people. But this Jared Haas thing is interesting. Him and Hoiberg, they're getting back together. Like, Haas was a very dislikable guy at Kansas. I did not throw the X's and O's out the window. Like, you know, I just talked about stories to tell and how to make it interesting. This is interesting. Am I blowing this out of proportion?
I think it's semi-interesting.
Does the common fan care about this?
No, I think the second-round matchup between either Steve Alford or Larry Brown, who Hoiberg played for, I think it's more interesting than Jared Haas.
Oh, Steve Alford.
Yeah, I mean.
Who would Iowa fans root for?
Ooh. I think Iowa fans would actually cheer for Iowa State. I really think they would.
What if Alford would meet Iowa in the Sweet 16?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Can I set up, by the way, the moms and dads out there listening to be Parent of the Year for this game on Thursday?
Oh, okay.
It's at 11:40, and I realize that a lot of people are on spring break. So for those people, this does not apply. But I also know there's some that aren't on spring break. That's right around lunchtime anyway. If your child is between the ages of 6 and probably middle school, why don't you tell them, hey, today I'm going to come to school and pick you up and take you for lunch.
Yep.
And go somewhere and watch the game with them. At that age, they'll remember that way more than they're going to remember anything they learned during those 2 or 3 hours of school. So be a man, be a woman, be a Cyclone fan, go pick your kid up, create a memory, go to lunch with them, watch the game.
Cut class with your kid.
Absolutely.
Mark Charter Real Estate.
Absolutely. I will even write the excuse note and send it to you. But do it. Your kids will dig it.
Adam, you got 2 children. Are you going to do this?
They're on spring break.
Oh, so they're going to be watching the game regardless.
They will, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think the UAB deal is too sexy.
No.
The Jared Haas thing is really all you have from an Iowa State standpoint to make this game entertaining. But, I mean, Hoiberg said it, and he had to say it, and it's cliche, but it's true. I mean, if you're in the tournament, look at Hampton.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. I don't think you know, we talk about Iowa State, Texas Tech, those type of losses, but usually when this team has something to play for, they show up. Hoiberg's program. I mean, how many times have they just flat laid an egg in any sort of game that had any – I mean, you look at them down in Kansas City, in the NCAA tournament, every year they've really produced. If they've lost in the NCAA tournament under Hoiberg, it's because the other team was better. It's not because they didn't show up.
I just don't want to see. They did show up, unfortunately, too late last year against UConn.
Yeah, but no Niang.
What frustrated me about that game is they just looked frightened. They looked timid. Hopefully, this year they got their swagger.
I can't kill them for UConn last year. I'm sorry.
You know, yes.
They won the championship.
Missing George was a big deal.
They have Niang. They win that game. I truly believe that. You don't know, but I believe that.
Well, just like the year before, if Chris Babb was playing that second half, Iowa State beats Ohio State.
I totally agree with that.
They should have beat him anyway.
Yeah, the call.
The call.
Stay healthy, boys. Stay healthy out there. Dude, that seems to be the pattern.
One of those games, George hit the floor in Kansas City, and I just, like, freaked out.
I heard – was it George or Jameel? Because Jameel hit it, and I was in the upper deck, and I heard the thud of the floor from the upper deck.
There was a lot of floor hitting going on in that Oklahoma game. Specifically, that one got real physical.
Yeah.
Because Spangler, mm-hmm. you know, that's just the
– God bless him.
That guy just kind of – he's like the straw that stirs the drink, you know what I mean? And everybody gets fired up.
He's a senior, right?
He can't make a layup, though.
Yeah, he's a senior.
So we don't have to see that guy again. Good.
You do have to see Perry Ellis again.
What? Perry House is like 40 years old.
People forget that he and George are in the same class.
Yeah, yeah, Perry's a junior.
You know, I feel bad for Perry Ellis because he's obviously not what he was before that injury. That knee is bothering him right now.
I don't know why Bill Self played him.
He shouldn't have.
I mean,
they were a two seed regardless. I really think they were a two seed regardless.
I agree with you. I don't get what they gained by playing him.
Perry Ellis' hair looks like Chris's, by the way. But Chris intentionally shaved his head to look like that. Perry's is natural.
You do look a little bit like Perry Ellis today.
Yeah.
What the hell, guys?
The hair pattern, man.
I need to get it shaved again. The worst part when you shave your head is the like 2 weeks after. Because it's like a little Brillo pad. So I just keep going for a while.
You have the same amount of hair as your daughter.
Keep it fresh. She has more hair than I do right now. That is a stone cold fact. All right, I want to give a quick shout out here before we take our final break of the evening to my buddy Glenn Waterhouse, glennwaterhouse.com. Glenn Waterhouse, State Farm Insurance, former Cyclone Glenn Waterhouse. We got the little life insurance policy for Cameron done. That's the cool thing about Glenn. He'll give you his cell phone number. He's a Cyclone, so he's very open to this. And you just text him. I said, hey, Glenn, here she is. Let's get her some insurance. Done. I had to go sign one paper. It's very easy. He'll give you his number. You can just text with him. You go in there. And I'll tell you what, you can talk 2 hours with Glenn Waterhouse very easily. And about an hour 45 about that will be regarding the Cyclones. And then you'll take care of your business and take care of your insurance after that. Very knowledgeable man. He's been around for years. Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm Insurance down there in Johnston. We got to take a break. Back right after this, it's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems on 1460 KXNO.
I get it. I get it. Spring feels like it's forever away, and it's easy to put things off until the 70-degree days and sunshiny warmth are here. But if you find yourself wanting to sell or buy a home this spring or summer, you should be planning right now. Hi, I'm Mark Charter, a real estate agent with RE/MAX. Some people think all realtors are the same, that they're just an essential part of the equation in selling or buying a home. Not true. That's why I bought a moving truck that my clients can use free of charge. It's why I offer professional designing advice, pre-listing house cleaning, short 3-month listing contracts, and most recently, unveiled 3 different listing options. You get the choice of paying commissions of 5, 6, or 7% when you list your home with me. If you need more reasons, check out all of my past client reviews on Trulia.com and my own website, MarkCharter.com. As the most recommended realtor in the metro, you'll like what you read, and you'll love working with me. Prime selling and buying season is quickly approaching. Check out MarkCharter.com today.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. As always, we're presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Special NCAA tournament installment tonight presented by Mark Charter Real Estate. I also want to give a shout-out to our friendly hosts all season long, Bench Warmers, down there in Ankeny. They do a great job of hosting all of our Cyclone Fanatic events in Ankeny. It's really taken off as a Cyclone bar there. Josh just does a great job. Give a shout-out to our girl Lacey, our favorite bartender.
Love Lacey.
We love Lacey, but we do Thursday nights from 6 to 7. This is our third year of broadcasting from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, and we really appreciate all of their hospitality. So when you're watching your Cyclones in the NCAA tournament, give them a shout-out at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Also the Keg Stand down there in West Des Moines, the homes of our Cyclone Fanatic game watches. All right, Mark, so we do a deal on the podcast, the Mark Charter Real Estate podcast every week. We have a word of the week. Now, granted, we're broadcasting on a Monday, so it's clearly not Friday after work, but we still need to do the word of the week for our loyal listeners.
So, yeah, so the word of the week is related to a potential Final Four giveaway. If Iowa State makes it, which, hey, I think they might. So I might have to be shelling out some dough.
Hey, you're also – pub the markcharter.com bracket challenge.
Yes. So first, the word of the week for those that have been following this all season long will be Duke, because I like Duke, but they're the team that we're going to have to beat. So they're the bad word of the week. So Duke is your word of the week. Go to cyclonefanatic.com. Go on the forums. Adam Gray, where are they going to find this entry?
I've stuck it to the basketball forums.
If you're giving away $1,000.
Yeah, I am.
I will create a front page article.
Boom.
And then I'll put it up on all the Cyclone Fanatic social media, and we'll get this thing rocking.
All right. So go to cyclonefanatic.com. Fantastic site, by the way. Just free plug for you guys.
How much business have you gotten in like 3 months of advertising with us?
I've gotten a lot. Yeah. Loyal people on cyclonefanatic.com. It helps, I think, that I'm pretty good at my job.
I'll
let you guys say that. But the person that fills out the best bracket, doesn't have to be perfect like Warren Buffett would want, but the best bracket will win $1,000 from me. No entry fee, just go and play. The information as far as the group name and the login will be on cyclonefanatic.com.
All right.
I'm pretty much guaranteed to win that, so enjoy playing for Second Fanatics.
You can't win the $1,000.
What?
Can you? Gray can't win.
Well, I think my dad and brother are going to be in it. So
yeah. Can they win?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I can't rig it. It's run through ESPN.
Well,
so.
Sorry. I'm going to be entering. You're all done.
All right.
There's really no point in anybody else filling out their brackets from here.
I want the guy that's going to spin it on Hoiberg Fantasy Camp to win. That said on the forums.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Okay. Realistically, I don't like doing bracket guy radio. It's really annoying. But I think on Selection Monday, you can do it.
Absolutely.
I haven't filled one out. Full disclosure. I have not filled one out yet. How far do each of you having the Cyclones going in the NCAA tournament? That's what I'm interested in.
I'm pulling mine up right now. Go ahead, Gray.
You know, I'm sure after Iowa State wins a game or two, I'll change my tune and say Final Four. But right now, I have them beating UAB. I think SMU gets by UCLA, although I think that's going to be a really good game.
I do, too. That reminds me of the Providence North Carolina deal last year.
Yes, that was a great game.
Yeah, it was, and because Providence, there were some questions if they belonged and all that stuff. And
yep,
I have a feeling that will be a better game than most people think.
And you know, SMU is a team that if Emmanuel Mudiay, people forget this, a top point guard recruit, he ended up going to China. This was a team that everyone thought was going to be a top five team in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got a lot of talent on that team. They have a Hall of Fame coach who's won at every level he's been at. It's going to be a scary, tricky game, but I still think Iowa State's got more offensive firepower. I think they get by that. And then Gonzaga. Gonzaga's a tough matchup for Iowa State because they have height and they have some guard play. I think Iowa State makes it a Sweet 16, loses to Gonzaga.
You got them losing to the Zags. Yeah. I think that's fair. Mark?
I've got Iowa State beating Gonzaga. Unfortunately, and I truly hope I'm wrong, I have them losing to Duke. I'd love to see Iowa State in the Final Four. If they go,
you're a Duke fan, though.
But I'm an Iowa State fan more so than a Duke fan, I assure you. My final four, though, is a 1-2 and a 1-2. Kentucky, Arizona, Virginia, Duke. Arizona's going to beat Kentucky.
It's interesting that you still have Virginia. And again, I haven't filled out a bracket, so I don't know what their road is like off the top of my head. But that doesn't scare you, the whole injury bug that's going on with them?
No, I don't think so. Arizona, Duke in the championship. Arizona to win it.
Where do you guys have Baylor going? Curious.
Baylor right into the toilet. I've got Baylor winning two games.
Crap.
Yeah.
So, you got to get a tattoo if they go to Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Of Scott Drew?
That's up for debate.
No, I don't think that's up for debate. It's Scott Drew's face.
Either have his face or his his name.
So your hopes come down to Xavier because they're going to beat Georgia State in round one.
I'm hoping that my Georgia State team that I've been high on all year will somehow.
So Baylor Xavier is going to be the difference between you and a tattoo.
Did you see the coach ruptured his Achilles celebrating after they won?
I saw
the Georgia State coach.
You should have sympathy for that
guy. Oh, I shed a tear for him.
If you do rupture your Achilles, I have a good place for you to go.
Yeah, where is that, Chris?
Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine with their 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics. Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine will get you the personalized care that you deserve, especially at that Clive Clinic where they offer state-of-the-art facilities, imaging, physical therapy, rehab. Personal physicians will get you back in the game. Call Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine today at 515-440-2676 or visit them online at dsmcapitalortho.com. Assist to you for that one.
That was phenomenal.
That was sweet.
That was one of the greater segues to a live read of all time.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to call it right now. Duke's going to lose second round to San Diego State.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep. Duke starts 3 freshmen. They don't defend very well.
That's my national champion.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Well, preseason national champion.
Yeah.
Who, Duke?
Yeah. Well,
Steve Fisher?
Steve Fisher.
Still down there?
Great coach.
Saw him on that Christian Laettner documentary last night.
Watch that, by the way, if you're listening to this and haven't seen that. It was fantastic.
I have a feeling that Christian Laettner's never been more popular than he is right now.
Never? Not even when he made the shot to beat Kentucky?
No, because everybody hated him then.
Oh, you're okay.
That showed a likable side to Christian Laettner.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Quick trivia for you guys, by the way, too, for Christian Laettner. So clearly one of the best college basketball players to ever play. Had a long NBA career, which a lot of people don't think. He played 13 seasons in the NBA. Yeah. How much do you think his career earnings were in the NBA? What would you guess?
I have no idea.
I would say $45 million.
What do you guess?
I was going to honestly say 40.
So that guy was a one-time All-Star, 13-year career. He made $61 million.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, and you could tell, man, in that document, that house he was sitting in. And
big house, yeah. Absolutely.
He came off as really cool, I thought, in that documentary.
Like I was telling you guys before this started, I always liked the guy.
I could see that.
Competitive fire, man.
I could see you just being the contrarian that you are and being like, I'm going to root for Duke. Yeah. All you guys are booing him. So are you guys going to Louisville? Anybody here?
Not after being away from my family for 3.5 days.
I was contemplating it until this morning when I looked at plane tickets and saw they're $1,200.
I wouldn't go. If it weren't my job, I wouldn't go.
It's not a bad drive, though, Mark. Get in the car 8 hours.
Yeah, it's really not a bad drive. So, I thought about it, but then the problem for me, if I do that, is getting back and then getting to the Sweet 16 in time.
So Sweet 16 will be where if we make it?
Houston.
That's a much more manageable flight.
I am much more willing to spend the money and go to Houston than I would be to
those Louisville. Flights, though, there's direct
from
Des Moines. The problem is everybody's going to be wanting them.
Yeah.
The key would be to have faith in Iowa State now to book a ticket now. Because it's going to be substantially cheaper right
now.
Could
you do that and then cancel it?
Maybe. I might be doing that later
today.
This
may be a good investment.
I might be doing it later today.
We shouldn't be telling the Fanatics to do this. We
take it easy, Fanatics. Let me grab a ticket first.
This is a good investment for CycloneFanatic.com and our expenses. Thanks for the tip there, Mark.
This needs to be like a like you do for the football season. Just buy a bunch of plane tickets. Hope it works out right. You know, get some Fanatics on the plane. And
yeah.
There
just
you go.
Charter a flight.
All right, boys. We got to wrap it up. Thanks for your punting and hanging out instead of Bloom tonight. I think you guys did better than Bloom does.
Oh, easy upgrade. We didn't break down the X's and O's like he did, but I thought we performed well.
Bloom and has a great read up on Cyclone Fanatic right now, a scouting report of UAB, the Blazers, and head coach Jared Haas. Mark Charter Real Estate, thank you, my friend.
Sorry to our loyal podcast listeners that we couldn't be a little raunchier today.
Yeah,
it is on radio.
We can't swear and do all that fun stuff.
I know they love it.
All right. He's Mark Charter from markcharter.com. He is Adam Gray, our sales director at Cyclone Fanatic. We got a jet. I'm going to the WWE, boys. Woo!
Have fun.
Yeah, I will. So long. Thanks to Andrew Downs for producing the program. We will be back on the Sports Fanatics tomorrow, 4 o'clock here on 1460 KXNO.